Next case for argument, United States v. Miller. Mr. Goldman.
May it please the court, I'm Howard Goldman. I represented the defendant Jeff Miller in the district court and filed this appeal. Our contention is that the 3B1.3 enhancement for abuse of trust, which Judge Crabb employed, was not to be employed in this case. The enhancement states, as an exception, that this adjustment may not be employed if an abuse of trust or skill is included in the base offense level or specific offense characteristic. If you scan through all the crimes that fit under 2B1.1 and in a combination with 3B1.3, very few of them are specific to stating that there's an abuse of trust or skill. And so then you start to think, well, under what circumstance does this exception apply? And what do we look to figure out if the underlying offense included an abuse of trust or skill? And I say that in Mr. Miller's case, if you look at the information, if you look at the facts of the case, if you look at what he did, you'd have to conclude that the underlying offense did include an abuse of trust or skill, and therefore there should not have been an additional enhancement in this case.
Doesn't the guideline instruct the judge to look to the basic offense level of specific offense characteristics, not the charging document?
I don't think it says it one way or the other. I think that you have to look at the big picture. To figure out whether or not the offense includes this abuse of trust, because we're talking in this case about mail fraud, is what Mr. Miller was convicted of. And it's a very broad, I think, generic language, and it doesn't tell us whether the language of the statute itself doesn't say the criminal statute. Abuse of trust doesn't use those words.
But so are you saying that all mail frauds involve abuses of trust?
No. But in this case, as it presents itself on the facts, and when you look to things like the information and the description of the crime that was in.
But I don't understand that. How would the judge differentiate between a mail fraud that didn't involve abuse of trust and one that did?
I think the judge would have to look at the information, the indictment.
I don't understand. I'm lost completely.
Well, it's...
The base offense level is for mail fraud, right?
Yes, seven
now,
levels.
So we want to punish the mail fraud... of mail fraud who uses abusive trust, who abuses trust, right?
Correct.
So now how, under your theory, does the judge give a heavier sentence to that second person?
The problem I have is what does the exception mean? Because it's an all or nothing proposition.
You take two criminals who commit mail fraud. One abuses trust, one doesn't. Now, isn't the one that abuses trust supposed to get a heavier sentence?
Not necessarily. I think that it would be.
I don't understand you. I don't understand. I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Because
abusive trust is an aggravating factor, you get a heavier sentence.
The abuse of trust would be reflected in the nature of the crime itself, the entire...
Talking about, look, the judge has to figure out a sentence. Now, how does he give a heavier sentence to the person who's abused trust, right?
Yes. However, this exception says the adjustment may not be employed if an abuse of trust is included in the base offense level or specific offense characteristic. And I don't know that there's any crime that has an abuse of trust in it. So what does the exception mean? It must have some purpose.
But I don't know what you're talking about. What is its purpose?
As you suggest, to distinguish one kind of, in the case of mail fraud.
Fraud that doesn't involve abuse of trust from the kind that does. Right?
Yes.
The second should be punished more heavily. You seem to be denying that.
Well, my time is up.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Goldman. Ms. Altman?
Thank you, Your Honors. May it please the Court, my name is Elizabeth Altman, and I represent the United States in this matter. This case is somewhat unusual in that both parties agree that the defendant occupied a position of trust and that he used that trust to facilitate his crime. The questions then are whether an abuse of trust is included in the base offense level for mail fraud and whether or not it was accounted for in any of the specific offense characteristics that increased the defendant's total offense level. With regard to the first issue, mail fraud can be committed without an abuse of trust. Therefore, there has to be the enhancement of 3B1.3 in order to punish the more egregious conduct. Otherwise, as you implied, all other factors being equal, someone who defrauds strangers and does not use the position of trust would get the same sentence as someone who does. And clearly, that's not what the guidelines intended. Otherwise, they would not have given us the adjustment for abuse of trust. There is a group of crimes that do involve an abuse of trust, and those are contained within 2C1.1. And under that section, the comments specifically exclude using 3B1.3 abuse of trust enhancement. 2B1.1, the section under which mail fraud is analyzed, does not include such an exclusion. Finally, the fact that the information in this case or an indictment in any other case describes a position of trust is irrelevant. The guidelines direct us to use the base offense level and the specific offense characteristics, not the charging document. With regard to the specific offense characteristics, the defendant received enhancements for the amount of loss and for the number of victims that he defrauded. Neither of those offense characteristics involved an abuse of trust. They could be applied equally to someone who does commit mail fraud abusing trust and someone who does not abuse trust in committing his crime. I would respectfully request that this court find the abuse of trust enhancement was properly applied and find that the guidelines were correctly calculated and affirm the defendant's sentence and conviction.
Thank you, Ms. Altman.
Thank you.
Mr. Goldman, how much time does he have? Any time? Do you have anything further? No. Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Goldman. You were appointed, were you not? So we thank you for accepting the appointment. Next case for argument is Roboto versus Barnhart. Ms. Rose.